excited.
Coach is home. You happy to be home?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
All right, we glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be here.
You excited?
Yeah, you know that.
You was thinking about us when you was locked down.
Of course. You know I got good words. Y'all was holding me down.
Baby, look at your star over there. Look at your little star, Nina Brown.
Nina doing big things.
Baby, Nina be holding you down.
Definitely.
Yes, she do.
Okay.
You know, I got to tell you, dog, yesterday at your dinner last night, to see so much love in the building and support of the people you got around you. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Made me feel good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It just strengthens me even more. You know what I'm saying? To get out there and do my thing. Now I just get in the booth and just do me. I got my team so strong now I can just focus on just really make some hit records.
I'll tell you what. It got to the point where you were making guest appearances on everybody's music.
I know, right?
And then it seemed like bam, the album came. You know, we rocking the song Wasted. Other stuff is coming. And then out of nowhere, you go in. How did that feel, dog? Like at the height, seems like the legs to be cut out from underneath you at the height. Because everybody thought you was going to tour the world with that album and kill them.
It was a little behind the scenes things going on behind it. Everybody didn't know. Like, my probation was actually like, I had a warrant for my arrest maybe 4 or 5 months before I went in.
Okay.
So I was already dealing with it.
So you already knew it.
I didn't know that. I knew I had to go to court. Like,
there's a new 24-hour heartburn formula.
So
it's
called I expected the worst, and I expected the best, but you know, plan for the worst.
Okay.
So I was just trying to do all I could, just in case I did go to jail, I could just keep it going. So that's where I was at with it.
Wow.
I know. We were like, man, right in the midst of everything going on.
It seemed like it was your time, and then bam. But the funny thing is, the feeling I got. Being in the room last night and seeing the caliber of people that were in the room last night, and I was like, man, the best is yet to come.
Yeah, I feel like I got a whole new beginning. Yeah. Like my career just started again.
When you're working with all of these artists, because I mean, I don't know one artist that you're not on that person's single or their album. Are they coming to you, or are you requesting it, or is that something the label do, or are they saying, hey, we want Gucci on this track? How does that work?
Definitely, they want me on their track. You know what I'm saying? And I like working with people. I like collaborating. I like just being creative and just getting on somebody else's idea and just trying. You know what I'm saying? Just catch that speed and catch it running. So that's something I like. It's challenging to me.
Man, he is in the building.
About it.
I want to say something. So I had a conversation with somebody last night, and they said there's so much about Gucci that people don't know. And one of the things that you did a long time ago, I don't know if you remember, the first time when you got locked up, you wrote a letter.
Yeah, poem.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember by heart verbatim what I said, but I remember writing.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, I said, this boy is like writing. And I thought it was like inside, just between me and you, I was like, I mean, he's like writing a letter, like writing his thoughts down. And I had a conversation with somebody last night. I'm not going to say who it is. I don't want to embarrass him. And they said there's so much about Gucci that people don't know. There's so much about Gucci that people don't know. Like, you were an honor student. Like, you had scholarships to go to college. And, like, you are a very intellectually smart dude that reads a lot of books and stuff. And people don't know that side of you.
Yeah. There's so many things that happened once I started making music that kind of made me close up, like, you know what I'm saying, to open up to people. And like now...
I just hid it. So why wouldn't you tell people? I mean, think about all the kids that would say, wow, that's Gucci, but Gucci is an honor student?
Right, that's a good thing.
Like, Gucci is an honor roll student? Like, you know, it's not cool to be an honor roll student. It's cool to be Gucci,
right.
but you Gucci and you was an honor roll student.
I feel like anytime I talk to anybody, anytime I do an interview or something like that, I always share what's going on with me. So it's like, it's not that I don't share it, but an artist that I like, artists that share their personal things. But it's like when I got in the rap game, just conflict with promoters, of course, the murder charges and dealing with all them record labels and just the rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, the industry brought so much stuff with it. It just made me only want to just do music. I never would put none of my, you know what I'm saying, my business in my music. So it took like 5 years just before I can get to the point where I started sharing things in my music. I was only just making records just people jam to.
And now, Now, if you were to sit down with some kids now, what would you tell them?
I just tell them, you know what I'm saying, I can't preach to y'all. I can't tell y'all. I'm the last person to tell y'all what not to do. But just what I've learned is, you know what I'm saying, every day you gotta be focused on what not to do to get you in a bad situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can't wait till you get in trouble and start saying how much you know what I'm saying, you gotta right. avoid trouble before it even come.
Right.
What was family like for you? I guess growing up as a young boy, what was family like? Were you close with mom and dad? Were you a mama's boy? Were you with aunts, uncles, grandmothers? What was it like for you as a kid?
You know, my mother raised me, you know what I'm saying, by myself till I was 9 years old. Then mm-hmm. I moved up here from Alabama. And at that time, I started living with my mother and my father.
Okay.
My father is the original Gucci Mane. So
okay.
that's where I took that moniker from. And they stayed together from 9 till like 16. And then it's like, once they divorced, it's like, I kind of, you know, drifted and trying to hold myself down.
So that was painful for you, for your parents to split?
I wouldn't say necessarily painful, because, you know, I love my mother. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I give her credit for putting just that drive in me. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Because
right.
she's a strong woman. So no matter what life brings me, I just keep making the best out of it, because that's what she did. But so even when they split, you know, whatever she said was going to go.
Wow.
And that was
wow.
it. We're going to take a break, everybody. He's in the studio, 741-WVEE. Log on to V103webmag.com. We're having some webmag technical difficulties, but as soon as we get it right, we'll definitely let you know. Let's get a check on traffic. Ramona DeBrow is in the V103 News and Traffic.